More than 800 people gathered in Hangar 3 on the Coast Guard base for the memorial honoring Petty Officer First Class James Hopkins and retired Chief Petty Officer Richard Belisle yesterday. Hopkins and Belisle were found dead in one of the buildings at Communications Station Kodiak by co-workers. KMXT's Jennifer Canfield went to the memorial and created this audio postcard.
Any time that somebody dies unexpectedly, it leaves a lot of unanswered questions, and especially in this one, where you have the questions of what happened, how could it happen, and why? Why did it happen? Why? And that's really an unanswerable question. I don't know if you can prepare for it, but you try to help people, allow them to ask the question, allow them to reflect on the question. You say, you bring it, when you voice the question, you bring to focus or attention something that people have been struggling with.
We gather here today to pay tribute to ET1 James Hopkins and Mr. Rich Belisle. Our thoughts and prayers are with their families as they go through this very difficult time.
Today, I represent our 24th Commandant of the United States Coast Guard, Admiral Robert J. Papp, Jr., and I speak as the first flag officer in the chain of command for these two fallen shipments. Jim and Rich were cherished members of our Coast Guard family, and I again extend deepest condolences to the Hopkins and Belisle families on behalf of Secretary Napolitano, Admiral Papp, and all members of Team Coast Guard.
Families, we are with you. To the community of Kodiak, we are with you. We are with you in our shock and our anger, our determination for justice. Know that Alaska stands with you in our prayers. We live the lives that make us all proud to be Alaskans. The beauty of this place, this gem of the ocean, this Emerald Isle, reminds us as the Creator promises us in Scripture, that fear will pass away and love endures forever. God bless us all. God look after the souls of these fallen and their families. And Godspeed to the United States Coast Guard.
That was an audio sound portrait from the memorial service for the two men who were killed on the Kodiak Coast Guard base last week.